I wish you a very warm welcome to this first virtual university edition of a course entitled Numerical Methods for Partial Differential Equations. It is a course which evolved from standard lectures first given at the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm in 1997. We then added an interactive web compendium in 1999 and tested the distance learning technology in the year 2000, this with a video conference course which was held in parallel at the Chalmers Institute of Technology in Gothenburg, which is on the west coast of Sweden, and the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm on the east coast of Sweden. The first objective of this course is to focus on numerics and provide you with a working knowledge in a variety of different numerical methods and prototype equations. Finite differences, finite elements, Fourier methods, Monte Carlo methods, and Lagrangian schemes. There is no method which works in all the situations. So one of the objectives is to provide you for the knowledge to make the right choice for your specific application. Prototype equations such as the advection, diffusion, the Burger, Korteweg-de-Vries, Schrödinger or Black-Scholes equations. You will see how nicely problems such as the diffusion of heat, the Brownian motion of random walkers, and the price of stock market options can be brought under the same general framework. A second objective is to assimilate new tools by context, and this for your work in general. Programming. If you're not familiar with Java programming, it's maybe a good opportunity to look into how object-oriented programs are written and are nicely structured. Web publishing. You can find out new methods to write web material and exchange information on the web in your international collaborations. Sharing knowledge across disciplines. This course will let you interact, get and provide help from students who study the same material from abroad. Once you've finished studying the course, you may keep contact with your fellow students in the alumni news group and get and provide help for free in an expert manner. As a third objective, you should exploit the new possibilities which are offered by this new distance learning concept. Rather than listening to the lectures from one end to the very end, you can stop on the way and replay arguments you did not understand. Or you can stop on the way, execute some exercises which I suggest during the lecture. Or simply, if you find the lecture boring, you may simply switch off the video, and this without offending the teacher. Now, I hope you won't do that too often, and I encourage you to follow the links in your web browsers to, in fact, get an overview and situate whether you acquired your knowledge. Use the JBone applet to test your knowledge and compare the properties between different numerical schemes. You might as well study very late at night and still get a very competent and rapid answer from the news groups if a colleague is awake overseas. At this stage, it's probably the right time to introduce myself. I'm André Jaun. I'm assistant professor at the Royal Institute of Technology here in Stockholm and an active researcher in fusion plasma physics. The work I carry out deals with solving partial differential equations to study the propagation of waves in very hot matter. I will be assisted for this course by Johan Hedin and Thomas Jonsson, who will take care of the Monte Carlo technique later in this course. Now, be aware, we are not actors, we are physicists. This will sometimes show up in the video recordings, where we may not be as professional as on TV, but at the same time, you will get an insight into numerical methods which are used nowadays in active research, which may turn out to be more useful than a very nice video. How can you study this course? You could consider three levels, at least. At an introductory stage, you don't need to understand all the analytical derivations. You can use the templates which are provided and get a certain experimental understanding by comparing the schemes and editing the parameters. At the more advanced level, you can try to understand the numerical properties by deriving dispersion relations, which involves, generally speaking, more analytical work. At the even later stage, once you're fully knowledgeable in numerical techniques, you may use the context provided here with this course to test new ideas and develop them for complicated codes which you use in your research or your work. The material, generally speaking, has been assembled for at least 3 intensive weeks of work. How can you use it to acquire the knowledge? It is certainly up to you to find the best way, but you could, for example, start with a first reading of the compendium in your web browser. Having done so, you may want to listen to the lecture in the video, which provides you with examples and highlights what has to be understood and studied. Even with this high technology available to you, the final learning has to come from yourself. So you could return after that to your web compendium and have a more interactive reading of the contents. In particular, you should use the JBone applet to compare different numerical schemes in a very easy manner. This JBone applet contains all the different numerical methods which are used in this course, and you can, by double-clicking on the parameters, change the values so as to test whether a scheme is stable or not and what kind of numerical properties are involved. This you should do in the second reading and do all the time by comparing also different chapters of your lectures. Having acquired, so to say, the knowledge, I very much insist that you should carry out exercises. They are crucially important and they will provide you with the working knowledge. Edit the templates which are provided and publish the results so that you can discuss different concepts with your colleagues. Discussions, questions, and answers to these questions generally are provided in a news group we have opened especially for this course. I strongly suggest that you keep an active part in these discussions, which will provide you for additional information not provided in the lecture notes. So that's about what I wanted to say as an introduction. I hope you will enjoy these new technologies and that you will get the knowledge you hoped acquiring during this course. I hope to see you very soon in the news groups, and I will be very happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you.